similar in personnel, but I mean, it's a different team. It's that last game isn't even really a thought probably for any team going into this one. So, same uniforms, different teams.
Did you watch yesterday, and what do you think of this year's Cowboys team?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it yesterday. I think they, speaking just for the their defensive side of the ball, I think they're a talented group and they play well together. They play really hard and they finish every play. And you don't see any lack of efforts or anything like that. It's a group that has learned to play with each other really well, and they play their scheme very they play very well.
Is it fair to say they try to avoid that big play? Last year was a crazy game, obviously, as you said, but it seems like in Washington they try to avoid allowing that big play and let their front line get the pressure on. Is that an accurate read?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's, you know, that's probably a pretty good assessment. I don't think anyone likes to let that big play go. You know, they trust their scheme. They trust each other, and they don't really try to play outside of their scheme. They don't try to freelance or anything out there. It's a good squad. I mean, we haven't really gotten a chance to dig into the film a lot, but, you know, just from an overview, that's kind of what I see.
Understanding how cautious they've been with Aaron this whole week, has this changed your preparation at all leading up to this game?
No. Same.
What's it been like preparation-wise for this team?
For Dallas?
Yeah, and getting ready for the first playoff game, having a week off.
It's been good. You know, a lot of rest time, a lot of time to get the body back for most of the guys. You know, we had a couple of light practices. Just good to get out there and play a little bit and not having a game plan, just kind of going out there and running our stuff and trying to, you know, just stay fresh and stay ready.
Matt, what sort of indication have you received about the way reps are going to be split up this week?
No indication.
Matt, if Rodgers can't go again, you're confident you could beat Dallas again?
I don't know if we're going to have to worry about that, but yeah, I'm a confident guy. So, I mean, I'm going to be prepared this week just like I always do, and I've said it a thousand times. That's how I'm going to prepare, like I'm going to play, and that's how I got to approach every week. And, you know, it's even more so now it's in the playoffs.
Always extra juice for you, though, facing the Cowboys. You're from Texas, not too far away.
Oh, there's always – it's always fun. It's always fun when you get to play a team that you cheered for growing up. What I remember most, one of the high points of my football career.
Just the ending, or just the way it all kind of shook out?
Accumulation of a lot of things, personally for me, and just how we came back, and, you know, obviously where it was and who it was, that played a part in it too a little bit, but just the accumulation of a lot of things.
How different does the defense look?
Just hadn't really had a chance to watch a lot of film. You know, just found out yesterday that we were obviously playing them and didn't do too much today. So it's hadn't had a chance, but, you know, this is a different team, and it's we can't expect anything to be the same as it was last year.
This year you guys are 8-0 at home. 8-0 at home. What are you reading? What does that mean?
Don't read anything into it. It's two good teams playing each other. It doesn't matter where it is. And, you know, we've had success here this year, and we feel comfortable here. But you can throw all the records and stats out the window when it comes to playoff.
You know how hard it is to win on the road, obviously. Do you just have a respect just knowing that for a team that can have a clean road slate through a season?
Yeah, it's a tough thing to do. I mean, it's tough to – you know, it's tough to even win 8 games in a season, let alone win 8 games on the road. And you know, that's a testament to them and what they're doing. But, you know, we, like I said, all that gets thrown out the window once the playoff comes.
Matt, to the team you watch, so you know the spotlight on the Dallas Cowboy quarterback. Just from afar, obviously from afar, what do you think of Romo's development in the NFL?
I think Romo's been a very good quarterback for a long time. And he's had some, you know, poor luck here and there. And I know that gets blown up a lot. But, you know, he's been very steady and very good for a long time. And he's, you know, won yesterday and proven he can do it. So they have a dangerous offense. They got a lot of weapons, and he does a nice job coordinating it all.